Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Love of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Now go to Luke 4. Let me show you devil giving. Everybody say, freely I've received.
Freely I receive.
Freely I give.
Freely I
give. Luke 4. Jesus is in the wilderness being tempted of the enemy. And in verse 6, the devil said to him, go back to verse 5, excuse me. The devil took him up into a high mountain and showed to him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said to him, all this power, or the word is authority, all this authority over all these, kingdoms in the world, will I what? I'll give it to you. I'll give it to you. Somebody said, it was already his. No, he's talking about the kingdoms of this world. Did you know 2 Corinthians 4:4 says Satan is the god of this world? Know that? So how many you understand all the ungodliness that's ruling in world systems, that's not God. Right? Well, who is it? That's the devil. And sometimes people say, the devil didn't have that to give. Well, then it wasn't a temptation. And the Bible says it was a temptation. No. He did have it to give, but is he wanting to freely give something to the Lord? What follows right behind it? Huh? You see that word? For that is delivered to me, and to whomsoever I will, I give it, if you will worship me, all will be yours. Is this giving? It's not giving. He's trying to buy something, isn't he? He's trying to bribe something, but he's calling it giving. This is devil giving. What's God giving?
Freely.
Freely. Freely giving. Now, you remember 1 Corinthians 13 talks about, if I give all of my stuff for the food for people to eat, if I give my body to be burned and have not love, it profits me nothing. How could you give all that and not have love? Well, you can. You can give for other reasons, or you call it giving. I'd put quotation marks around it. It's not real giving. Actually, the word there for giving, if I give my body to be burned, it's not really give. It's the word surrender. If I surrender and give it up, well, that already indicates remorse, doesn't it? I don't want to do it, but to be a good Christian, I'll be a martyr, And sadness shows it's not real giving. What the Apostle Paul said, I will very gladly spend and be spent for you. Though the more I love you, seems like the less you love me. Not asking for anything in return. Now we're getting into something here, aren't we? Real love. The real love of God. If you're full of the love of God, you are a giver. No two or three ways about it. You're selfish and stingy and can't turn loose of anything, then you are not letting the love of God. You're either not born again, or you're not letting the love of God on the inside lead you and guide you. I can tell exactly the time in Phyllis in my life when we really begin to come out of poverty. I know it. I remember distinctly the little place we lived in, and I got so tired of being broke. I was just so fed up with it, didn't have enough money to get across town. Just ridiculous. Year after year, broke, and then we got behind. You were barely making it to start with. Now you're behind. You got to maintain plus catch up. It was hard, tough. And I remember falling across the bed and weeping and saying, Lord, this is not right. I know this is not your will. I know you're not doing this to me. Help me. Show me. What have I got to change? What have I got to do? And he began to teach me things. It seemed like for the next 5 years, he was teaching me on that subject. And there were basic things, but it was things that I knew but wasn't really doing or wasn't doing at all. One of the first ones he gave me was, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. He said, son, you can't pay all your bills and do everything first and then see if you got something left to give to me. So you got to put me first. Put me first. Take the first and the best off the top. Don't even think about the rest. Give to me first. Amen?
Amen.
People talk about, I can't afford to tithe. It ain't a matter of afford. It's a matter of faith.
Right.
Amen? And when we begin to do that, we begin to come up. But one of the second thing, the second major thing, he said, the liberal soul will be made fat. The liberal soul, generous. You love to give, you're generous in your giving, and you're glad to do it. We begin to break free from selfishness and turn things loose. There are times I came home without my coat, without my tie, and without my shoes. And happy to do it. Amen. And the Lord deal with you about certain things. You thought, well, that's my thing. That's my favorite thing. Yeah, but the Lord dealt with you to sow it, so you did. And not do it grudgingly. Don't do it because you think you have to, because you don't have to. Do it gladly. Are you listening with your spirits this morning, friend? I'm telling you, this is one of the biggest turning points in our life when we begin to come out of lack and into extra. When we begin to not just, we had given before up to that point, you know, kind of, sort of. You know what? Tithed, sort of. Anybody know what I mean by that? But we made the commitment. God is first. And then when we give, we're glad to give. You don't think, do I have to give? No, you don't have to give. You get to give. It's a privilege. And begin to look around. What have I got that I can give? What have I got that I can sow? I can make somebody happy today. Amen? Now listen to me carefully. Don't just give what you've got away haphazardly. You can waste your seed. I'm not talking about doing that, just running out and grabbing the first person you see and emptying your pocketbook. I'm not saying that. But be willing to part with anything. That was a little weak. I said, be willing to part with anything. And there sometimes the Lord will put his finger on your Isaac. You might know what the Isaac is, your most precious thing in your life. He'll say, I want that. And you don't go, oh God, not my Isaac, not my Isaac, that's my baby. Then you are unworthy of what he's got in mind for you. God's not a thief. If he ever says, I want your Isaac, if you got any sense at all, you'll jump up and go, yeah, 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 yeah. You got him. Because he's got a plan. Huh? He's got a plan. He's setting you up for major stuff. In your future. Everybody say, freely give.
Freely give.
Now, freely give is with no strings. Everybody say, no strings.
No strings.
Go to the 6th chapter of Luke. Luke 6 and verse 30. Is this okay this morning? Luke 6 and verse 30. How does it start off? You know, I looked up last night. The word give in some form appears in the Bible over 2,000 times. That's amazing. 2,000 times the word give must be a major, 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 major subject. He said, give to every man that asks of you. If him that takes away your goods, ask him not again. Well, you're sure not married to stuff then, are you? You say, stuff, I can get plenty more. Huh? Yeah, lots more. Lots more where that came from. They make new ones every day. And the new ones are improved. I got no problem giving this one away. God will give me a better one, a bigger one than this. Nicer. Amen? Oh, I might have to do without one a week or two or a month or even a year, but what's that? I'll wind up better off. Amen. He said, verse 31, as you would that men should do to you, do you also to them likewise. He said, if you love them that love you, what thank have you? For sinners also love those that love them. Do you see this? If you do good to them which do good to you, what thank have you? For sinners also do even the same. If you lend to them of whom you hope to receive, what thank have you? For sinners also lend to sinners to receive as much again. See, this scratch my back and I'll scratch yours is not the love of God. You understand? You do this for me, and then later on I'll do something for you. Sinners do that. Right? Unsaved people do that. That is not the love of God. He said, verse 35, love even your enemies and do good and lend, in which they give, hoping for what? Hoping or expecting for nothing again. Now, that doesn't mean you're expecting nothing from your giving. You are expecting from God, but you're not expecting anything from the one you gave to. Right? Oh, friend, if everybody in this place got this real strong in your heart and we got it settled and we lived like this from now, it would totally change families and relationships and ministries. It would eliminate and avoid all kind of problems for our future. Do good, hoping for nothing again, and your reward shall be great. So you are going to get some. Your reward will be great, and you'll be the children of the highest, for He is kind to the unthankful and to the evil. Amen. He gives every day. Be merciful as your Father is merciful. Judge not, you'll not be judged. Condemn not, you'll not be condemned. Forgive, and you shall be forgiven. Give. See, he started out saying give, and he winds up saying give. Everybody say give.
Give.
Say it out loud, give.
Give.
Look at your neighbor, say give.
Give.
Look at somebody else, say give.
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 Is this Keith telling you to give?
No.
No. Give. Give, and you'll give and give until you ain't got nothing. You'll be broke. Huh? Give, and you'll run out? No. Give, and it shall be given to you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. Shall men give? Give. Well, it's a lot of giving going on here.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Love of God, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 5th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.